Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The Bible says, if you read this in Joshua, book of Joshua, that the walls came down and they just walked in. And they got the spoils, the victory. If you cheat over another chapter, number 7, there's a fella by the name of, later on, Achan. They won another battle and he took some stuff. And Joshua lost his first battle. He said, there's sin in this camp. And they went and they found that stolen stuff that he wasn't supposed to take. And Achan was Achan and his family. Anyway, all that had took place, those walls came down, and we see that great, what a strange way to defeat a city. Normally, Danny could tell you, because he takes people over to Israel, he would tell you that when they would besiege a city, most of the time they didn't try to climb the walls. They would besiege a city by starving them to death. They surround the city, and you can't get food, water, anything else. That's why many cities would be fortified with food and water that would hold them for years to come, but eventually they run out, okay? And so a lot of times they wouldn't try to climb the walls, they just wait them out. What a strange way to defeat a city. But doesn't God do things strange? You ever see him do anything strange in your life? Only God could do that. Well, that's what happened here. What a strange way to defeat a city. However, they believed God, walked around the walls 6 times, 6 days, walked around it 7 times. They believed God. I don't understand it. That's just what he tells us to do, so we're going to do it. They believed God, and that's what counted. Amen and amen. Verse number 31, Hebrews chapter number 11. This was put together. Okay, I love this. By faith, the harlot Rahab. Let me stop right there. Do you know every time Rahab is referred to in Scripture, she's referred to as the harlot. Now, there's some Bible translators and some Bible commentators. Remember how I define a commentator? A commentator is just a commentator, okay? They just put their thoughts on the pieces of paper. There's a lot of commentators who believe that Rahab was just an innkeeper on the wall, and she wasn't, the word harlot meant she was just an innkeeper. No, the word harlot literally is from the Hebrew word that we get the word pornography from, okay? I won't go any farther than that. But let me tell you this, God can save anybody. Amen and amen. What a picture of God's grace. And that's why she's mentioned over and over and over again, the harlot Rahab, or Rahab the harlot. A picture of God's grace, how God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I'm so glad about that. And I look over the congregation, if God could save y'all, he could save anybody. If you think you are worthy of salvation, I wonder if you're even saved. None of us deserve salvation. You know what we deserve? We deserve hell, every one of us. But by God's grace, and we see the story about Rahab. And I want to look at that a little bit farther. Rahab acted in faith. That's why she's in here. What a thought. She's mentioned with Abraham, Abel, Enoch, Isaac, Jacob, all these great Hebrew. Rahab is mentioned. She acted in faith. Rahab knew about the Lord God. Rahab had heard what God had done for the Hebrew people. Turn me back to Joshua chapter number 2. Let's read this story, just a couple of about Rahab hiding these spies and what Rahab had told people, that these spies. Let's go to verse number 8. The spies were being pursued by the people, the guards, the soldiers in Jericho, and they came to Rahab's house, and Rahab hid them in her home. We get to verse number 8. And before they were laid down, she came up upon them on the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. Never met these people, but she had heard that the Lord had already promised them all of that land, and she believed it. And that your terror is fallen upon us, that that the Israelites have come upon us in Jericho, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. They know, she knew that they had the real God, the Lord God. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. Can you imagine? All over the country, people had to be talking about that wonderful thing about drying up the Red Sea. She heard about it. That happened over 40 years earlier when you came out of Egypt and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites. And I read that here just this week again, how they defeated those two kings and mighty kings on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed, wiped them out. And as soon as we heard these things, look at this verse, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is the God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Rahab recognized, even though she was a pagan, okay, to use the word lightly, you know, she believed in other gods. She came to the terms that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Hebrew God, was the one and true God when he says that he is the God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Verse number 12, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, that ye will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver us from death. In other words, all my family. And the man answered, our life for yours, if you utter not that this our business. In other words, don't rat us out. Don't tell on us. Okay? And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us this land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by the cord through a window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said to them, get you to the mountain, lest your pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward you may go. Just stay there 3 days, they'll come back and just go back where you were. And the men said unto her, we'll be blameless of this and thine oath which thou hast made us swear. In other words, we're going to take care of you. And then here's the important part. Behold, when we come into the land, when you see us coming, I want you to do something. Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. It was a sign. It was a sign. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That was the picture here. So that when death would come through all Jericho, that this scarlet thread, that this window that you let us out, you hang it out here, and no harm will befall you or anybody in your house. Matter of fact, anybody outside that house was killed and destroyed. Can you imagine an uncle making fun of her? Or an aunt saying, what are you talking about, Rahab? You're crazy. But the family who was in that house, they were saved. And you know the rest of the story. And I won't go there. Time's getting away. And I got to quit early because of homecoming. People are coming in. That scarlet thread, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And then Joshua 6:25, we read this. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot. She couldn't get away from it. She's already been saved. I'll talk about that in just for a minute. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's household and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent out to spy Jericho. As somebody mentioned Paul Harvey last week. Remember that? I'm dating myself. As Paul Harvey said, now for the rest of the story, okay? How many of y'all remember Paul Harvey? How many of y'all don't have a clue what I'm talking about? You know who Paul Harvey is? Okay, anyway, you're dating yourself. Rahab married an Israelite. I would like to think, this is just me, again, it's not in scripture, and my old Bible teacher, Rick Adams, said this. I never forget, I did go to Bible college. Rick said this, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two and they both stink. Okay? So this is my opinion. The Bible does not say. I wouldn't doubt she married one of them spies.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.